The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Lots and lots of people getting in touch though on 087 1400 106 about the passing of Micheál and Mura Hurtig, like Kevin and Donegal. Micheál was the only Irish voice for the much missed Irish diaspora that no doubt even Martin Morrissey grew up listening to in the Bronx. RIP Micheál, gone to the big game in the sky. This listener says, I grew up around rugby and had little interest in the GAA until in my 30s when I heard Micheál on the radio commentating on a match. It hooked me. What a joy to listen to him. And this listener says, Micheál was commentating on a Meath Dublin game and Brian Stafford was taking a free. Micheál said, I was down during the week watching Brian practicing his frees and he had the dog helping him collect the ball. He then described Brian slotting the free over the bar and he said, the dog will not be required on this occasion. One of the many, many Micheál-isms. There are so many of them. We are going to hear a few later from out of the mouth of the man himself. They are all there to listen back to. They are great clips to listen back to. But in the meantime, Henry McKean has been speaking to people who remember Micheál best. GAA fans and the sporting community.
My name is Enda McNulty. I'm a former RMA player and CEO of McNulty Performance.
When we take Micheál dying aged 93, your memories of this national treasure, of this GAA commentator, has there ever been anyone quite like him?
My memories of Micheál and Mura Hurtig would be sitting in the back of an old Renault 18 car on the way to Galway on holidays and hearing him on the radio, and it was like almost, it was like Mozart on the radio. His voice, the cadence of his voice, the energy, the passion, the storytelling ability, I still don't know how he managed to do it. He was arguably the most iconic communicator in Irish history.
How could he bring to life GAA in such a beautiful way? It was like poetry.
It was like poetry. Seamus Heaney, I think, was probably a bit jealous of Micheál and Mura Hurtig. That's how good he was with his words. It was like poetry and the consistency of that poetry. His ability to stop and tell a story in the middle of saying, you know, the next puck out or the next kick out in Croke Park was just magical. I think there's nobody in Irish diaspora around the world who won't be sad today. My condolences to his family, to his kids, and to the amazing GAA diaspora around the world.
On Sundays in the car, travelling as a kid, listening to Micheál and Mura Hurtig, it was the sound of the summer, you know.
He was the sound of the summer.
Yeah, he was a great man. He's a massive loss. Probably one of the greatest commentators ever. I'd nearly listened back to some of his old recordings. His commentary was so great.
Matt English here, CEO of Special Olympics Ireland. On behalf of everyone at Special Olympics, we want to pay a huge tribute to Micheál and Mura Hurtig, who we were very proud to have as a member of the Council of Patrons of Special Olympics. The word legend is not strong enough to describe who and what Micheál means to everyone. He attended so many events at Special Olympics, and wherever he went, he was like Pied the Piper. Everyone wanted to talk to him. Everyone wanted his autograph. Everyone wanted to speak with him and have a photograph with him. He was so generous with his time and he was such a gentleman.
Yeah, just some people remembering the late, great Micheál and Mura Hurtig to our own Henry McKean.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.